What makes you so like advanced for as an 18-year-old? Like, what makes you so
Oh.
in knowledge of what you the direction you want to go into and what you're currently doing as a freelancer?
Sure. Yeah, sure. So, I think my initial inspiration for it, which ended up leading me into the direction that I'm in now and the direction that I'm still going in, is definitely Star Wars, the Star Wars franchise. I'm sure you'll hear that from a lot of visual effects artists, but when I was young, I watched, they had a show out at the time, like a series on the television, and I loved it, and I got hooked on that little kid, and then I just started watching, and my parents were like, "Oh, you should watch the originals." Like when we were young, I was like, "Okay," so I got started in watching that whole franchise, and it just amazed. Just quite honestly, the story is something completely else, but the visuals really captivated me at a really young age, and it really made me wonder of how they did it all. And but some for some reason I could understand like a little bit about how it worked even from when I was a young child. Of course I obviously Kofi, I didn't know about the definition of rotoscoping or CG environments. I didn't even know what CGI, the word CGI or computer generated imagery was. I didn't know any of the terminology, but I understood how they could kind of piece together each layer in a way. It was just in my head.
Hi, and welcome to the VFX Artist Podcast. On today's episode, I have Tyra Billard, an 18-year-old VFX artist and 3D generalist from Boston. Ty is the perfect candidate for this podcast, as the aim of this podcast is set out to inspire the next generation looking to venture into the VFX industry. During today's discussion, I'm looking to find out more about how Ty's passion for VFX began and what his plans for the future is. I hope you enjoy the show. Finally, dude, how are you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Yeah, not bad.
Good, good. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for this.
Yeah, we finally get around to this.
Yeah.
It's been a while to trying to arrange it, and then finally here. I want to find out more about what inspires you. Because, well, first of all, can you just introduce yourself and just tell us, who you are, and then how you came across the podcast, and what made you reach out?
Sure, yeah. So yeah, hi, Kofi. Great to be here on the VFX podcast. My name is Ty Robillard. I'm from Waltham, Massachusetts. That's from the United States. And I've lived there my whole life so far. I'm a visual effects artist, freelance. Do some visual effects and 3D. I mean, do 3D generalist work as well. All freelance up to this point. I am all completely self-taught. In all the programs that I use, I've worked from coast to coast. I've worked from, with people from Boston and Massachusetts, that area, New York, that coast, the East Coast, and I've also worked in the West Coast in California and everywhere in between, I should say.
I mean, amazing. I've been through your showroom and your pieces of work, and I have to say they are really very impressive. Like,
Thank you.
especially considering you're just only 18.
I
And
know,
well, I mean not as a disrespect, but basically I emphasize your age, because, like, for example, when I was 18, I was nowhere near ready to freelance or as clued up as you are. And I believe that I was finishing college, which is, I don't know, maybe your high school or your senior high school in the States. And I thought I knew what I wanted to do, or at least what I wanted to study at university, which was animation. But then, long story short, I came out of university around age 23, and then I started working in the VFX industry. So kudos to you, man. Like, I'm just quite impressed.
Thank you. No, thank you so much. That means a lot, actually. Thanks.
But can you just touch base on a bit about what's got you so advanced and clued up, like, so early at your stage?
Can you say that again one more time, please?
I'm just wondering, like, how your what makes you so like advanced for as an 18-year-old? Like, what makes you so in knowledge of what you the direction you want to go into and what you're currently doing as a freelancer.
So I think my initial inspiration for which end up leading which ended up leading me into the direction that I'm in now and the direction that I'm still going in is definitely Star Wars, the Star Wars franchise. I'm sure you'll hear that from a lot of visual effects artists, but when I was young, I watched, they had a show out at the time, like a series on the television, and I loved it, and I got hooked on that little kid, and then I just started watching, and my parents were like, "Oh, you should watch the originals." Like when we were young, I was like, "Okay." So I got started in watching that whole franchise, and it just amazed. Just quite honestly, the story is something completely else. But the visuals really captivated me at a really young age, and it really made me wonder of how they did it all. And but some for some reason, I could understand like. A little bit about how it worked, even from when I was a young child. Of course, obviously, Kofi, I didn't know about, the definition of rotoscoping or, CG environments. I didn't even know what CGI, the word CGI or computer generated imaging was. I didn't know any of the terminology, but I understood how they could kind of piece together each layer in a way. It was just in my head. It's very weird. And I've all and that's like from a very young age as well, before I've received any learning about it. And I've always just thought, I've always been a visual learner. I've always thought in layers. So when I aged a little bit past that point, I just started making like fun videos on my phone. I was, probably like still around 7 years old, but I was doing things like putting stuff behind me and in front of me. But in real life, of course, and they didn't look good at all, but I thought it did at the time. And that was like my first kind of understanding of how layers worked. And looking, at the time, I just knew it. But now looking back, I find that really impressive. And that kind of led me into the direction through the years of like, oh, I just keep recording videos, I just keep doing video stuff. And in my high school, which you would refer to as your college, I took which I'm, by the way, I'm now graduated. I took a television broadcasting course, which was for 4 years, all 4 years. I love it. Shout out to that program. Shout out to my lovely teacher and friend, Mr. Whiteley. And they taught me a lot about like just the film aspect of everything. Nothing there was visual effects oriented, of course. But that's what got me like the equipment and the motivation and the support to like really kind of do it. And then I just started doing it more and more at home. Got my own machine, compute, you know, compute. This is just a laptop I'm using here, but I have a pretty decent computer now. And I just kept going with it. I learned. I asked my parents to help buy me and pay for the monthly subscription of the Adobe suite. And they knew they're always, I mean, they've always been very supportive, but they just knew that. But even like for Spotify music, they're like, it's something like, oh, you pay half or something. And so they're definitely supportive, but they, and when I said this, which is an expensive, it's expensive. And they just knew that that's what I wanted to do. I said, absolutely. And they've been fully funding that. I used to play some sports. I don't anymore. This is just what I want to do. So they said, well, we're not paying $2,000 for you to do hockey anymore. This is much better. So, okay. And I threw myself completely blind into these programs, Premiere, After Effects, and just messed around. And like I said, I can understand layers. So that's what I really started to do. And eventually I figured out that I wanted to go more into the VFX part, and I just worked really hard on that. And I got really good at Adobe After Effects and compositing and all that stuff. And I ended up finding Blender just because that's a great option for me at home. Blender 3D, which I can just do some really, really cool CG stuff with that. And I just started learning that, and that's very different. And that took a little bit for me to click because that's a very different interface. But once it clicked, I just escalated really quick with it, and I just work with those programs now. And I guess in excuse me, in my university, which is Savannah College of Art and Design, I'll be starting in the fall. I'll be actually majoring in visual effects, so I'm really excited about my path.
Yeah, nice. I was quite curious actually about why you chose Blender.
I know. Here come the Blender jokes. No, I started the very first piece of CGI that I made was using Element 3D. And I don't know if you're
All right.
familiar. It's just a
No.
plugin. It's a plugin for After Effects. And I've actually
Okay.
seen some people. It's my video co-pilot.
Okay.
I've actually seen some people make some pretty good results with it. But you're like, whoa, Element, you made that with Element.
Okay.
But for me, I never made anything good with it. I just didn't. I just didn't. I just feel that it
Yeah,
just
just
wasn't the
clicked.
right thing. So it's tough. Like an After Effects plugin for CGI is just not, as you know, it's just probably not really right. So that's actually how I started in that. And I just thought it was cool. And I thought that was like going to be enough. And I was like, wait, I don't even know. This is crazy. So I just, and Blender, obviously, you know, Blender's free, which is fantastic. And there's all these, it's just super compatible with everything. And at home, I obviously can't pay thousands of dollars for Maya, for example. And
Yeah,
Maya
of
is
course.
in Blender. I can do amazing things in Blender.
Definitely.
Can put it into After Effects, and that's just how I work now. It will probably change in the future. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so
Thanks.
yeah, 'cause you seem to dab in many things, like as being a pretty generalist, as well as I think you directing and filming and editing as well. So I'm just wondering which out of these you prefer the most, doing the most.
Yeah, that's a good question. I obviously, you know, obviously I'm young, so I dabble in everything. I prefer the CG work as a whole. I think it's just what amazes me is how advanced it is. I think the 3D, the generalist gig is really what I want to go forward with, and I can see that as my future job. But of course, as you know, there's hundreds of different job titles in VFX, and I could totally in college I could totally change my path and do something else. But at this moment, I really like the generalist work.
Let's talk a bit about freelancing. I ask because usually one ought to be quite confident in the abilities to go freelance. So I'm just So how did that come about, and like what was your first project, or how did that come
Oh
up?
man, oh my first project. No, so really how the freelance started was like before I even was into visual effects actually. I used to just make like videos, promotional advertisements, maybe for social media or whatever for local businesses. I started with a ski place, just a ski shop, like selling, they sell ski gear and stuff like that, tennis stuff too. I did some of that stuff. I've done just some social media stuff for like this is how I started. I just for family and friends. And then I just honestly, to be honest with you, I just kept going like with personal projects. And I this is actually really great. So and then eventually I was actually able to meet a comedian with if I don't know if you're familiar, Kofi, but if anyone who ends up watching this is familiar with the Impractical Jokers. They're he's a friend of theirs, which is really, really cool. And I was actually able to produce some social media videos for him. This was a couple of years, this was like years ago. And that's just that didn't involve any visual effects. It was just video editing, and I think I had some motion graphics in there. And then I just really started with the visual effects work on my own. It really didn't involve freelance. It was just me in my garage on a green screen. And then I started an Instagram page, which is at Lighthouse underscore productions. And I came up with that name with some friends. I don't know if that's really the best name, but that was years ago. So I stuck with it. I just kept posting my work on there. And eventually it was just like some DMs of, hey, can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? And then, yeah. And I did some work for free, some not. And at that point, my work wasn't as nearly as close to it as now. That's just how I started with the freelance. as you said, you have to be confident in your work to work freelance. I don't work, I don't fully support myself freelance.
Okay.
I'm not like, I just can't, that's just not how I roll right now. Obviously with the skill level I'm at, which I certainly don't want to undermine, but I definitely don't have like the time and the means to fully support myself like other freelance artists might. Sure. So I do have other jobs.
Yeah.
But at the moment, it's really just, it's not necessarily a confidence thing. It's just, I love doing it. And if I can get contracted by some people to do it for money, then let's do it. Cause I love it. You know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Well, say talking about freelance, you've done some work with award-winning director Matt Alonso on a music video.
I have. Yeah, that's a big one for me. To talk a little bit about that. That was a huge turning point for me.
Yeah.
In 2020, which is now last year. I think at the very beginning of 2020, I saw, which was obviously, of course, at the beginning of all the lockdowns and everything. Yeah. And I had so much time on my hands and just being at home. And I was like, hey, what better way to spend it? Like just actually practicing what I love to do. And of course I practiced it, you know, all the time anyway, arguably maybe even too much, but I just said, I'm just going to do this all day, every day now for lockdown. Yeah. It's going to be great and maybe make some money off of it too. Matt Alonso, shout out to him. He posted a little advertisement and keep in mind, I've been following him for years just because it's one of those, eventually it was one of those film, you know how it is on Instagram, all those film profiles and just follow.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Yeah, literally. But they're so fun. His work was fantastic and I was always a fan of his stuff. And, I've been aware of his resume, which is, I mean, just it speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And so I just was a fan of his work for a while. And he posted at this time, hey, looking for a VFX artist, you know, hit me up, here's my information. And I just thought to myself, like, whoa, like that's, should I reach out? Like I thought to myself, wait a minute, I am a VFX artist. That's what I consider myself. I don't know about anybody else. And I said, I don't think that this is a good idea because this guy is
a legend.
You know, he's Matt Alonso. I said, I don't think that he's going to hire me. So I hesitated and I shut off my phone and I thought about it. And I was actually working on a project and it couldn't get out of my head. And I was like, no, I'm doing myself an injustice by not reaching out, because the worst thing that could happen would be he just either doesn't open it or he just says no.
Yeah.
I don't know him personally. So I at the time, and I said, you know what, I'm going to reach out. And I reached out and he said, oh, thanks for reaching out. He sent me some files. He said, can you send me some samples? I said, absolutely. And I finished that. And I was so excited to even go that far.
Yeah.
And on the spot, he said, I love it. I want to hire you. And it was just, I mean, that was, like I said, a complete turning point, because I was able to produce at the times as 17 years old, I was able to help produce a major music video, some visuals for that with a, like you said, an award-winning director who I never would have thought I would cross paths with.
Yeah.
And that gave me the confidence. And also it gave me a good resume builder to really like advertise myself. And I was just so happy about it. I still thank him. Cause like I said, it gave me the confidence to really go for it. Mm-hmm. And that's when I knew I wanted to do this. I actually still talk to him today. I actually just got off the phone with him yesterday about a new project on I'm looking into getting actually flown out to LA. Which is, I mean, this is like a whole journey for me, and it's definitely thanks to my hard work, but it's certainly like, I'll definitely always remember, even if we never, talk ever again, which I think is unlikely. But either way, I will always remember that Demrick and Dizzy Wright video, cause that gave me the confidence to go forward.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's always the first chance or the first opportunity that catapults everything, I guess.
Yeah. No, and he didn't know anything about me either. He didn't know my age or anything. We actually went on a Zoom call just like this after.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, what the heck? It was pretty cool.
Yeah. So what do you think the highlights was on the project?
On the Demrick and Dizzy Wright video?
Yeah.
Out of my work?
Yeah.
There was okay, yeah, there was one scene where a the one of the artists, he was kind of kneeling down and he went like that. He did a cool, I don't know, just a cool little movement. And I was one part of one of the themes that he actually wanted me to do was just like completely cut out his eyes and just make them a solid red with like a little bit of glow added to it. And I did that on various clips, but for one of them, he was doing this little motion like that, looking at the camera. And as his hand goes by, I kind of just animated the mask. And it was a simple rotoscope. And just it, as he was, his eyes were normal. And then as he went through his hand, it was that red. That's just for, I mean, that's just personally my favorite clip from that.
It just I had a look at it, and it's just incredible how things done in After Effects look easy. The end result looks easy. Like,
Right. Yeah,
so like, like for example, if we had to do something like that, we for what I do in it for film, we'd be complicating it. We'd have to like do a rotation of the actor dancing or doing whatever they're doing, and then
right.
do the CGI, and then render passes and
You
whatnot.
would
Like,
do it. Oh, okay. Yeah, you would do it with CG, huh? Interesting.
I
Yeah.
mean, it depends. It depends on the movement, on how complicated the
Right, right,
movement is.
right, right. Yeah.
But it's amazing because how you did it. Because I know there can be there's a lot of tracking for the eye
Oh,
and
yeah.
rotoscope and so incredible.
Yeah, I mean the clips were actually very short each, so
Okay.
it to come to your surprise, maybe it actually wasn't a lot of frames,
Yeah.
but it
Okay.
was a lot of hand animating. So
Of course,
luckily it wasn't a lot of frames.
exactly,
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what do your parents think about what you do? And like and what do they have an understanding of what you do?
They have an understanding of what I love to do, but when I talk to them about it, they have no idea what I'm talking about. So they definitely don't have an understanding of the terminology, but I don't expect them to. I don't
Of course.
expect anybody to. They are just, I mean, like I said, they're really supportive about anything. My younger brother plays hockey and soccer, well, excuse me, football. And he, you know, they're very supportive of that. They want him to do great. They help him out. And my sister actually does horseback riding, some various things in there. They're very supportive of that. And like, this is my thing. And they've always been supportive of it ever since I first started because they could just tell. A fun fact, like, was that I never about me was I never really found a sport that I liked. I'm a very like committed person in the sense that like I'll definitely do something, but when it came to like activities when I was really young, I did karate, I played baseball, I played hockey, and I just didn't love any of them.
Yeah, of course,
And so I skipped around a lot. And my parents were like, well, dude, you gotta do something
Something,
because they felt bad that I was just kind of
indulge.
skipping in and out. And I just said, well, I'll tell you what, I don't think I like sports, but I certainly will obviously stay, I'll stay healthy. We have a little gym in our garage, and I certainly stay fit as much as I can, but they've been supportive of this and they're really excited for me to go to college. They definitely find my achievements very impressive, but they don't none of us really like I don't talk about it other than when I'm asked. I just it's not necessarily like a something that I consciously think of that, oh, don't talk about this because I don't want to sound cocky. I really
Of course.
don't I really just don't think about it. If somebody if we're talking about it in conversation, yeah, I'll talk about it. But when I'm out with my friends, I'm like I just don't I don't consider it something necessary to brag about just because of how much I love it, and it's just a result of hard work.
So yeah, talking about friends,
Yeah.
I'm just curious. Do you think your friends are as clued up as you are, in terms of direction, like you, because you know what you want to do. So, well, I asked because I haven't been 18 in a long time, so I can't tell
Yeah.
what 18 year olds are up to these
Oh
days.
my,
But yeah. What are your friends up to these days? Do you, yeah.
They no, they don't. Yeah, one of my friends is really adamant on being a teacher.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of her for that. She's going to school for that. One of my other best friends is going to school actually for
Yeah.
cinematography. He does fantastic work.
Okay.
He's pretty set on that. And
Yeah.
other than that, my friends, they just are kind of well, I don't really have any friends that do film other than that one
Okay.
kid. But
Yeah.
other than that, my friends are pretty loose with what they want
Yeah,
to
sure.
do, which
Okay.
doesn't, that's not a bad thing, you know.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah, can you tell me a bit about the industry in the States? Like, how easy is it to work for a studio or for to freelance? 'Cause I mean, I'm just trying to get an idea just because I live in London, for example, and we have like an area where most of the VFX studios are all based, and yeah, a lot of the work is churned out. So I'm just yeah, I'm just yeah.
Go ahead.
Now, yeah, I was just wondering how easy it is, and also because like the States is quite big, so I'm just wondering if you have to travel far to get work or how accessible things are. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a lot. I mean, I'll tell you one thing is that I'm hearing a lot of hype about Montreal,
Okay. Oh
which is
yeah, of course. Yeah.
obviously that's not in the United States, but
Yeah.
just, you know, it's close.
Yeah.
But in the, you know, maybe possibly even a little more than the hype about the United States, which is really, it's cool because my thing is that I love that it's so worldwide.
Yeah.
But in terms of just the United States, I live on the East Coast, which,
Okay.
excuse me, I live in the Northeast.
Okay.
So it's not super big here. We
Okay.
actually do have a pretty decent studio out in Boston here,
Okay.
which is about 30 minutes from where I am now and
Mm-hmm.
15 minutes from where I live at home. It's pretty
Okay.
impressive. I didn't really
Okay.
know them until I actually spoke with them.
Yeah.
Not huge up here. In the south on the East Coast, which where I'll be going to school in Georgia, the
Yeah.
film industry seems to me that it's starting to kind of move to Georgia.
Okay.
And it's really cool. They have a lot, especially in the Atlanta area.
Mm-hmm.
They have a ton of stuff out there, but it's still, in my opinion, it's still mostly big in California. For
Yeah.
freelance, I specifically don't, I've never
Okay, yeah.
traveled for this work,
Yeah.
never yet, because it's all remote. Because I've worked for people in my state of Massachusetts. I've worked for people from New York. I've worked from people from Alabama, Texas, California, and it's all just they just Dropbox it to me, email it, whatever they want to do, we transfer, and it's just all remote. So it's nice. I just do all my work from my
Yeah.
computer at home. But hopefully I will be traveling for work pretty soon.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah. So big question, but what motivates
That's a good one.
you?
What motivates me comes back in addition to, I just love it. Of
Yeah.
course, there's just that easy, that's an easy answer. But it kind of goes back to what I talked about earlier about how when I was younger, when I was first introduced to that show
Yeah,
and
Star
introduced
Wars.
me to Star Wars, I mean, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I've just always been. Like what it made me like when I was younger, I would watch it, all the movies, and it just amazed me. And just when I've obviously it's not real, but when I was really young, I didn't know that, and I just it made me really believe that it. You know, it's out there, and that the are arguably that kind of those films kind of raised me and taught me good from bad. And I was introduced to it probably 8, 9 years ago now, probably more. And it's one of those things where I'm still loving it today. That's how much of an impact it made on me. And I think the visual effects had a lot to do with that. So I think what drives me right now is that I just love to do it. But what drives me for the future and to get more into like working with or for studios, for films, for television shows, for these big blockbusters is that if I can maybe touch somebody like that did to me I was young, then I think that's I think that would fulfill my purpose. And, and having good visual effects is of course necessary, because mm-hmm. you're not going to believe what you're seeing unless it looks real.
Let's talk a bit about mentors and mentoring. Have you had anyone around you to guide you and like nurture your passion?
100%. My parents obviously just they haven't obviously taught me anything about visual effects, but they're very supportive. My whole family, all my friends are very supportive, and they love all my stuff, and that's definitely something that keeps me going. In addition to that, my wonderful TV teacher and now friend, Mr. Jeff Whiteley, like I said, he didn't really teach me a lot about visual effects, because it just wasn't his industry, and that wasn't what his class was teaching. So that's not a bad thing. But he taught me a lot about cameras and how they work and all that, which is just the basis of everything. And he is one of the most supportive guys you'll ever meet. And he did, like I said, he knows a lot about the industry too, so he knows kind of how everything goes. And he's certainly an inspiration for me, and he's certainly someone who motivates me, and I definitely want to make him proud in the future. I've made him very proud, but
definitely
in the future,
congrats as well on the press release on the
thank you.
How do you feel about being recognized for what you do?
Oh my gosh, I've never been recognized. I've never been recognized, and that's other than my very close friends around me and my family, nobody knows what I do. And obviously I advertise my services on my on my business account, but other than that, on like my personal profile, I don't advertise what I do. I'm not afraid to advertise what I do. I just don't. It's just not something that I spend my time talking all day about, like I was talking earlier. People, I'd say 99% of my now graduated class has no idea who I am and what I do. They have no idea. And that's okay. That's totally okay. But to be recognized, that's really special. And I just to have received a press release at 18 years old, I feel very proud. And it was great to read it when it was out. They're actually, it's in the process of actually the hard copy is actually being shipped.
Oh yeah, nice.
Now. So I'm really excited to have been recognized and for my story to be out there. I think a really important thing for me, which might sound a little deep, but it's like we all pass away at some point in our lives. We're old, or maybe, I don't know, maybe you get hit by a car or something.
Yeah, of course.
It's like what we leave behind is very important, because nobody other than your family and friends will remember you. Nobody. And
yeah, definitely.
Like, for me, it's like when I watch, especially old movies, because now all those people are passed away.
Yeah.
All those people, I'm just using that as an example, but all those people on those credits or whatever, maybe if it's like an older movie or something like that, some of those people might be deceased now, but their work remains forever. And that's really special to me. And documenting work is always something I really, really hope for in the future. And that's a great start, because that article will be forever on that. Whether people look at it, I don't know, but it will be on there forever. And hopefully one day I will be on a credits here as well.
Yeah, I think you're the second person that said something similar. So basically, one of the people that I interviewed, I asked them what they prefer between film and commercials, and they specified a film was what they preferred, just because it always lives on compared to commercials, where it literally comes and goes.
I find it really impressive for the And by the way, you do a great job. I've been following the podcast for a little while, and obviously before you asked me to come on, but I've been a big fan of it. You do a great job.
Thank you.
to even be on this virtual stage is fantastic and very special for me. And it's another way, like we were talking about recognition, because you have VFX giants come on this show, and I kind of feel like an odd one out. You have guys who worked on Game of Thrones, people worked on, you know, Harry Potter, and it's just like, that's Doctor Strange was a recent one, and it's so fantastic to just be on this platform. So not to say that I do any of that, because I'm not going to compare myself to that at all. But that's what I hope to be doing someday, really soon, and it's just great to be, I guess, with all of them.
I
hope to be on to spread to them, you know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we all started somewhere. So
yeah,
and the purpose of the podcast is to inspire people like you, and it's amazing that you came across it.
Yeah, I saw that. That's what we were talking about. I saw that on the profile about that, and that's what I reached out to you for. I said, well, I definitely haven't done things that these other people have done. Mm-hmm. But I definitely hope to maybe a young face is something that people would like to see. But I certainly hope my goal of coming on here is to fulfill your little motto of inspiring.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
These guys that you had on here, these guys and girls, they're my inspiration. They really are. So I'm the next generation below them, but I also hope to, and they inspire me, but I hope to also inspire the generation behind me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I see fantastic talent all around me, especially on social media, where you can see everybody. And it's just like the kids younger than me, I guess, if we're going to go into this topic, excuse me for it. But if there's kids who watch this, who are interested, and they maybe just aren't doing it or something, my message is that you can do it, because what you need is a leap of faith.
Yeah.
And just do it. I was almost going to put down that phone, and if I didn't, I may not even be meeting today.
Yeah, definitely.
So just definitely to inspire the young generations.
Yeah.
Talent is there, you know?
So
they just need to go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of universities, and I hope your mom forgives me about this if she hears about it, but do you think it's necessary for you to go to university, just because
there's a lot
to learn on YouTube, and there's there are private courses around, so
there's a lot of that out there, and it's all great. I've got that. It's funny because you're not the first person who's asked me that. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Clubhouse, but I get that on Clubhouse all the time. And people who work, they're like, dude, you do not, you should just start working. And for me, that's a great compliment. But I think college and universities are different for everybody, for every field, field, not just VFX. And for me personally, I think it's 100% necessary, because I really want what they have to give. And I think that will actually enable me to be able to create opportunities for myself to eventually work where I want to work.
Yeah.
You know, that's just me.
Not
everybody's the same.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. I'm excited for it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you can still be doing what you're doing now, freelancing, and still be on a course. Why not?
You can, there's so many different avenues, but I think for me, for my long-term goal, which is really big for me, so it's just I think that's just the best way for me to do it, and I think I'm just gonna have so much fun doing it there. I'll learn a lot.
So do you think you will try to maybe not get a job, but work on a Star Wars movie eventually?
Yes. That's tough, because the main saga ended in episode 9, so there definitely won't be any, well, I guess what they're saying is there's not going to be any more movies of that lineage there. Who knows if that's going to continue in the future, but I think there'll always be movies in that franchise, whether they're side stories or just whatever, or if they start a new trilogy. I think it's too big not to do that. Especially with Disney owning it. I think there'll always be movies around for it, but if there's not by the time I get older, there's probably going to be shows, especially now with streaming services that are out. And I it's not necessarily a movie for me. It's just anything in that area of that franchise would just be more than beautiful to see eventually. So yes, that's you know, that's definitely a bucket list thing. I think that I want to, it's not necessarily just to work for them. That's not my end goal. I just want to certainly want to work for a studio and make some cool stuff and just work for TV shows, movies, you know, just things that are out there, Hollywood productions. And, but if I did end up working on Star Wars, I think that would be very, very special.
Yeah, definitely. Or you could, I mean, you see, because your company name sounds like a production company anyway, so you could potentially make your own or like
do maybe some spin-offs. We'll see
but what's next for you aspiration wise? I know you've touched on a bit, but
what's next for me is, I think just the biggest answer is just college. I leave in September. And I'm very excited to go. Savannah, Georgia, Savannah College of Art and Design. Very excited to go. And like I said, I'll be majoring in visual effects. So I'll be, and I also might do a minor in film while I'm there. Okay. If I find it that I can do it. Cause I do love that too. So I think what I'll be doing mostly in the coming years is just learning as much as I can there and just getting in, but also doing. Also doing it myself, learning myself, and just absolutely evolve into something that I need to be. And the evolution will be eventually to the, you know, ideally be to obviously, you know, graduate and graduate with either like an internship or a job somewhere at a studio. I mean, there definitely might be bumps on the way. I'm not going to deny that, but that would just be the ideal situation.
Now I reckon if you have the chance whilst you're still at university, you could be doing internships and stuff. Because I mean, that's what I did. That's what I did.
You can. I hope that that's certainly the case.
I hope
that comes. That's not something I can anticipate enough.
Of course,
The end thing is maybe if you'd start an internship while you're in school and then maybe graduate to get a job there. I don't know. There's a bunch of different avenues, but I've graduated high school with two film related internships under my belt now. I interned with a local media company. They did all sorts of videos. They did music videos. They did advertisements, promos, corporate. And I also am actually still currently an intern at a television show that airs on NBC Sports Boston, which is the local NBC Sports. Show is titled Hockey Night in New England. And we're not, I'm not doing any work for them now because the season's over and eventually we'll continue again. But those were really great internships. I really enjoy them.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Amazing. Yeah, incredible, man. Incredible, like your story, your journey, and like everything is quite inspirational. Well done. But
They had me on for my press release and their inspiring stories too. So that's a second time I'm hearing inspiring. Yeah. So I really appreciate that. Cause like I said, that's something that you guys are hoping to do on the show. So I'm really glad I can do that.
I say that because it's not easy to know directions to take. I have friends that I went to college with, and even to this day, some of them still don't know what they want to do. So I mean it's an ongoing thing as well, especially for everyone. So you may be working in an industry for a few years and then
do something else.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, you might wake up and just not want to do that anymore. So
that's okay. Yeah. I mean, I always, from the time I started making those dumb little videos on my phone when I was like 7 years old, I knew that I was meant to work in the film industry. I just didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
And at this point, I certainly am sure that I want to work in the visual effects industry somewhere. I know there's thousands of different roles. So I'm not at this time, I'm not, like I said, I'd prefer to go into 3D generalist work, but I don't know specifically quite yet. But I have people ask me that. Like I have like my brother asked me that. A couple of younger friends that I have asked me that, who are maybe a year younger than me. They ask me because I'm so dead set on what I want to do. And not only am I dead set on what I want to do, but I've created opportunities for myself that are quite extreme at a very extremely early, like arguably before my career even started. And my friends and everybody ask me, like, do you have to know what you're doing? They make jokes. They're like, oh, my life's such a mess. Like, you know what you want to do. I don't know. But I tell them, like, just like you said, it's like they don't, most people graduate a university or a college that and they still don't know what they want to do. So it's definitely like, it's definitely not one of those things where you have to know. Like, I certainly wouldn't recommend that, but it's one of those things, you know, it's different for everybody.
All right. Well, yeah, thanks a lot for sharing.
Yeah, dude, you're very welcome. I'm actually really excited to have been invited on this. So thanks so much, Kofi.
No, it's great.